USA Radio News.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that President Trump's travel ban is both legal and constitutional. The 5-4 decision recognizes that President Trump has broad powers to block foreigners from entering the United States. Former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz on what this means.
I think it'll give the president more authority to go after certain countries where we can't vet people. Remember, we got people coming from all over the world, and they need to be able to be there on the ground and vet these people before they come in. Some of them are going to take 60 or 90 days, which the president was asking for. But somehow the Democrats were fighting against that and filing suits, and you had some rogue judges going the wrong direction. But this will help clarify it.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And finally, voters in 5 states will head to the polls today, including Oklahomans, who will be voting on whether to legalize medical marijuana. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer could be getting a daytime talk show, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Powerhouse daytime syndicator Debmar Mercury, whose existing roster includes Family Feud and The Wendy Williams Show, and the Pilgrim Media Group have combined to start working on what could become a daily talk show for the former White House press secretary. So far, only a pilot's been planned, the show's working title being Sean Spicer's Common Ground. Spicer telling the New York Times, quote, "In this current environment, I think it's important to have a platform where we can have civil, respectful, and informative discussions on the issues of the day." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
California Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency yesterday as wildfires forced thousands of Lake County, California residents to be evacuated. This man thinks his house is a total loss.
I've just probably lost everything I've ever had in my life.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Buzz Aldrin has filed a lawsuit against two of his children and a former business manager in an effort to retain control of his finances, business affairs, and legacy. The lawsuit alleges that Aldrin is in cognitive decline, but he thinks otherwise.
I'm feeling younger and more energetic, really, than I really have ever been in my life. There's less confusion and more clarity.
Aldrin also talks about how at one time he trusted his two children and former business manager.
I learned at West Point in the military and at NASA to trust people. I trust people too much. I'll admit that.
Aldrin did undergo a competency exam, which he passed with flying colors. The lawsuit also says that his son transferred $500,000 out of Aldrin's account into his son's personal account. Aldrin does say, though, family is still family.
It's the saddest thing it's ever happened in my family. But as I've seen, family is forever, and I will forever be trying to patch it up.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. And finally, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee alleged yesterday that the owner of the restaurant who refused service to his daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, actually ended up following her to another family restaurant across the street and causing a scene. According to the former governor, the owner of the restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, proceeded to yell and follow Huckabee Sanders as she was leaving and going to a different restaurant across the street. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.